You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
In this episode, we're going to give you three reasons why influencer marketing for dropshipping sucks and what you should do instead. So let's just jump right into it. Reason number one why we think it sucks is that it's not scalable.
Yeah.
How is it not scalable, Mike? Tell us. Tell the people.
Influencer marketing is not scalable because there's obviously only a finite number of good influencers that can significantly impact your business. So, you know, even if you have a relatively generic product, say like yoga pants, there's only so many yoga influencers out there.
Yogis. Instagram yogis.
Yeah. Yoga influencers. And so from that pool, no matter how big it is, you're going to have to, you know, find ones that fit sort of, that you're able to even get in contact with. Some will be too big for you to get in contact with. Some will be too small to even bother with. And you're going to have to find those, and you're going to have to develop a relationship with them. But again, it's only a finite number, and only a few are going to accept you. And you're sort of branching out from there. It's very difficult.
Right. So that leads to the second thing of why we don't like it, is that it's not consistent. I won't make you go into a whole explanation here, but think about it. You know, if you're spending time finding these people, say you reach out to 10 this week, 10 next week, you might get three this week and zero next week. So, you know, you're constantly dealing with others and like waiting for them to reply. And, you know, think about this, you know, back to the not scalable part for a second, and this is another reason why it's not consistent, that there's many steps of coordination with influencer marketing usually. You might have to send them a free product, you know, they have to put you time in their schedule to post their, you know, post or whatever, you know, whatever they do to promote your product, like, there's many steps that have to happen, which makes it not scalable, not consistent, and, you know, pretty annoying to manage. And even if you get, like, a VA to manage it all, it goes back to the not consistent part because there's a finite number of people you can reach out to. And that said, when it comes to dropshipping and influencer marketing, you're not really building an asset, which is reason number three why we don't like it. So why are you not building an asset with influencer marketing?
You know, like we were discussing before the video, I think it is a way to get your brand out there. If you're a business owner and you have a legit product and you want to sort of build brand recognition around your product.
Right.
That's one thing. I think with this video, we're talking more to people who have Shopify stores, they're selling different AliExpress products. And so using influencer marketing isn't going to be the most direct path to make your store an actual asset that you can sell in the future. Because like we were saying, the well will run dry at a certain point. Or, you know, managing relationships with these influencers, coming up with new ways to promote. Like with the yoga pants example, I use that example because we actually know someone who did this exact thing. And dealing with these yoga people was a huge hassle. Sometimes they would flake out. Sometimes they would flake out on him. Sometimes he would show them the product and then they would not post. Yeah. So
you really got to have a groundbreaking product, I'd say. Because when you have a groundbreaking product, which you're not going to do if you're dropshipping from AliExpress, which I don't recommend you do anyway. But unless you have a groundbreaking product, you need people to see it by the influencer and then be like, wow, that product is cool. I'm going to go search for it myself. I'm going to seek it out later. Or I'm going to buy it on the spot.
Yeah. Not necessarily groundbreaking, but just a good quality product. Not something generic that you're just using to make money online. But which brings us to the caveat of how you could use influencer marketing to build an asset. And that is by using influencer marketing to build up your email list. So, you know, you can use influencers to get a good spike in maybe sales or whatever you're having them promote. But if you're not retaining and continuing to market to that customer, then it's just going to come and go. And it's going to be essentially completely useless in the long run.
Right. I think it's in a lot of cases, if you're, you know, doing online marketing, it's almost better to give something out for free sometimes with an influencer just to get the email list if you know that the customer avatar is someone that's going to be interested in what you're selling. But real quick, Mike, so, you know, we've kind of alluded to in this video that if you're going to be doing influencer marketing, you know, trying to sell products through AliExpress and Facebook, and we don't like that. It sucks. So what should they do instead? And real quick, how should they do it?
Yeah. So the best thing to do would be, instead of doing a low ticket Shopify store, would be to start selling high ticket items that are already in the US, ready to ship, and with brands who already have influence. People are already searching for hundreds, if not thousands and tens of thousands, of real brands in the US right now for extremely expensive items. So instead of trying to go out and manage relationships with influencers, you can go and work with these US suppliers selling high ticket products and just run Google ads for people that are already searching for these brands. So you're leveraging the influence of these brands, but at the same time, it's at the query level because
what they're searching for.
Yes, they're already searching for what you're selling.
Because it's Google ads.
Because it's Google
people
ads.
People search stuff on Google that they want to buy.
That is true.
Hint, hint. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to check out the dropshipping playlist in the description. And be sure to like and subscribe if you, want to hear more stuff like this. And as always, be sure to check out our free course, which will be in the description as well.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.